healing rain is falling down.
Healing
rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down.
Let me greet you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is a beautiful Tuesday. The time is 6:21. Time to meditate with myself and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. Wherever that you are, you've tuned in. I want to say to you that you are listening to By the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The song that is playing here is the song by Michael W. Smith, Healing Rain, Let It Rain. Healing rain. Healing rain is falling down. I'm not afraid of the rain that is pouring down. I'm not afraid of the rain that is falling down. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Let's continue to meditate. It is awesome. Now we are going to pray. Let me just pray, asking God to be with us tonight in this show that is called Time to Meditate. Daddy, we thank you tonight. We are here. We sing, let the rain fall. Let the rain fall in our heart tonight. Let your rain fall upon our family tonight, in our hearts, in our soul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as we meditate. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Amen. Healing, it's falling down. Healing rain is falling down in your heart. Healing rain is falling down in your soul. Healing rain, it's falling right in your family. Don't be afraid. It is falling down. Healing rain is falling. That is Michael W. Smith. Healing rain, it's falling down. I'm not afraid. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo, as we are meditating together tonight. Just enjoy the song that is saying, let your will be done, as you are being feeling welcome. We'll continue after this song. May God bless you.
Your will be done.
with the song that is playing, we're saying, let your will be done in our hearts, let your will be done in our family, let your will be done in our workplace, let your will be done in our country, let your will be done in my children, let your will be done in my wife, let your be done in mine. That's what we're saying tonight as we meditate, as we are going to talk about who is in charge of your work. Just enjoy this song, and we will continue. Have your way in my life. Take your place. Take your place. That is a song by mighty man of war, Jimmy D. Take your place. We are but the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We welcome you tonight in our show that is called Time to Meditate. And I believe that the Heavenly Father is going to help us. I believe that Heavenly Father is going to be with us tonight. Tonight, as I told you, that we are going to speak about who is in charge of your work. Who is in charge of your work? Who is in charge of your work? Who is in charge of your work? We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. Now, Don Moon is saying, our Father who art in heaven. In this song, as we are going to talk about who is in charge of your work, just enjoy this song, that our Father who art in heaven. In other words, it's a prayer that we are praying. We are saying to the Lord, Lord, who art in heaven, we want you to be in charge of our work. We want you to be in charge of whatever that we are doing tonight. Enjoy the song, then we will continue.
hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry.
Forgive our sins, we pray. Now we are at the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is 6:34. As we continue with our show, you are with me, John Mamabolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. It's a daily show that we are doing this show. Now tonight, as I said to you, that we are going to talk about who is in charge of your work. That's what we are talking about tonight. Who is in charge of your work? What we're saying is who is in charge of whatever that you are doing. There are people who are in charge of people's work. But tonight we are talking about who is in charge of your work. Who is in charge of your work? That's what we are talking about tonight. We are going to look in the book of Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 1. I want to welcome our listener. Whoever we have just tuned in, we welcome you. I just want to welcome Hilma from Namibia. I welcome you. And it's going to be awesome. I just want to welcome those who are here listening to South Africa, listening to Babaro, listening to wherever, all over in USA, in Jamaica. We welcome you. We say to you, we love you. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. It's going to be awesome. They used to say, nowadays they say, it's going to be lit. Now I believe that God is going to help us as we are going to talk about who is in charge of your work. Now, I want to say, as we're starting, I'm saying that you may be driving, coming from work. You may be driving, going to work. You may be driving, going to the hospital. You may be driving, going from the hospital. But I want to say to you that may God be with you. May God protect you as you're driving, so that you can reach where you're going safe. So that you can reach where you're going safe. We love you. Now our scripture reading is in the book of Proverbs chapter 16. Verse number 1. It reads as follows. This is scripture that we are meditating with. Proverbs chapter 16. Verse number 1. Talking about who is in charge of your work. Who is in charge of your work. Now I'm going to read from verse number 1. I'm going to read it in the message. It says, mortals make elaborate plans, but God has the last word. Mortals make elaborate plans, but God has the last word. I read it in the message. I'm going to read it in the English Revived Vision. Then we will continue. In whatever language that you have, you can read it. It said, turn to the Lord for help in everything you do, and you will be... Oh, no. Okay. From verse number 1. People may plan what they want to say, but it is the Lord who gives them the right word. People may plan what they want to say, or people may plan what they want to do, but God is the one who have the final word. What I want to say tonight as we meditate, we should put God first in everything that we do. I know that people, they sometimes we don't put God first. We put our friends first in everything that we do, believing that they will do us favor. But here we are told that if we put our plans in God, we will succeed. We as people, we plan things. Like every morning when we wake up, we plan that today I want to achieve this and this and this and this. But at the end of the day, you find that you failed to achieve it. You find that you have failed to achieve what you were supposed to achieve. Because the reason is we did not include God in our plan. We did not include God in our decision. Here we are just told that whatever that we do, we should include God. In whatever that we are doing, we should include God. And God is the one who has the final say. I know that maybe as I speak now, your manager told you that that position that he promised you, he's no longer going to give you. That position that he told you that I'm going to give you, somehow he decided to not to give you. Somehow he decided to say, no, I'm not going to give you this post, because of other reasons that we don't know. But what I want to say to you this evening, what I want to say to you tonight, is if we put God first in everything that we do, believe in me, whatever that we're planning, it will be successful. Now, the very same verse, when you read in the Amplified, it said, the plans and reflections of the heart belongs to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. The plans and reflection of the heart belongs to man, but the answer of the tongues is from the Lord. The plans and reflections of the heart belongs to the man. In other words, whatever that we plan, that we reflect, it belongs to the man. But the answer belongs to God. I know that there are things that we have planned. There are things that we planned that we want to achieve them. It is not wrong. But what I want to say to you is, you must not forget God. In whatever that you're doing, in whatever that you plan, you must not forget God, because God is the one who is having a final say. God is the one who is having a final say. If he is saying that the time is now, the time should be now. Nobody is going to change God's decision. Nobody is going to change God's mind. I know that many of the times we are not including God. And at the end of the day, things are not the way they should be, because we forgot to include God. God is the source of life. This other song that is sang by Elijah, which I'm going to play, it is saying that, without you, Lord, I am nothing. Without you, Lord, I am nothing. Without you, Lord, I am nothing. So in other words, is you can't do things if God is not with you. Whatever that you do, if you include God, you will see different things in your life. Let me just play this song that is saying, take me to the places. Then it will be followed by the song that is saying, without you. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, as we're talking about who is in charge of your work. As we continue with the show, I'm going to have the guest, who is Pastor Matsubani Samuel Lamunyai. He have traveled. Now he's going to tell us the question that we will be asking him about, who is in charge of your work. Just enjoy the song that is saying, take me to the place, Lord, by Elijah.
My stability.
Elijah will end there saying, take me to your places. That is where I want to be. Take my hands and lead me to the rock. That is what he said. Remember, we are meditating, talking about who is in charge of the work. Who is in charge of your work? We are but the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. You are listening to John Mamabolo on a show that is called Time to Meditate. I welcome you tonight, whoever we have just tuned in now. I welcome you. I say to you, we love you as by the Grace Radio, and we appreciate your listening. As we're talking about Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 1, I just told you that I when I read it in the Amplifier, it said, the plans and reflection of the heart belongs to men, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. In other words, is we may plan, but the answer is from the Lord. In other words, we may make our plans, but God has the final word. God has the last word. Whatever that God says, it is like that. It is good to plan. It is not wrong to plan whatever that we're going to do. But it is important that as we plan, we must not forget God. Whatever that you are planning, whatever that you have planned to do, you must include God in your life, because it's the only God who is having a final say. It's the only God who have the final word. It's the only God who have the last word. Now, let me read it again in a message so that you can understand. Remember, you are listening to by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The name of this show is called Time to Meditate. That is where we reflect. But here we are told, it tells to us that mortal make elaborate plan, but God has the last word. Mortal make elaborate plan, but God has a final say. Now, I just read also in the message, in the Amplified, it said, the plans and reflections of the heart belongs to the man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Like now, as now we are meditating, we are reflecting. We're reflecting from the heart. We're reflecting over the things that are from the earth. We're reflecting over the things that comes from our minds. But what I want to say to you is God is the one who is going to make it happen when you include him. Whatever that we meditate, we mustn't forget God. Whatever that we are talking about, that we are reflecting, we sit down, we look back of the day. If I am happy with whatever that I have achieved, I am happy with whatever that I have done. But we mustn't forget God, because God is the one who is having a final say. Remember, we're reading in the Proverbs 16 verse 1. As we continue with the show, I'm going to have Pastor Matsobane Samuel Ramanyai, as we will be talking about who is in charge of your work. So we'll be continuing. As now we're talking about it, saying that mortal men make elaborate plan, but God has the last say. God has the final say. I know that many people, they will tell you that, No, you can't get that managerial post. But it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry. God is the one who is having the final sea. I know that they told you that you will not make it. They told you that you will never work. They told you that you will not have a husband. They told you that you will not have a wife. They told you that you will not even have children. They told you that you will not even be healed from your disease. But I want to say to you is God is the one who is having a final say. God is the one who is having a final say. He's the one who is having a final say. Now, we go to Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 9. It said, people can plan what they want to do, but it is the Lord who guides their step. You may plan. I know that you have planned and you continue to plan. It is not wrong to plan. I have also planned and I continue to plan. But I mustn't forget God, because God is the one who always has the final say. God is the one who always has the final say. My trust is in you, and my hope is in you. That is a song that is playing in the background. It's a song that is written by Jimmy D. Samist in his album that is called Mighty Men of War, a welfare worship project. That, Lord, I trust in you. Lord, I put my trust in you. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is 5 to 7. The time is 5 to 7. Now, we're going to listen to the song by the same artist, Jimmy D. But it's talked about power in the blood. Then we will continue. Now, you can interact with us if you want to interact with us. In the following number, 083-289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number. The very same number you can use it to SMS. The very same number you can use it to call us. 083-289-4658. Or you can send us email at the radio at bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. If you are on Skype, you can say BTGM Radio on Skype, and they will be able to interact with you. You can interact with us with whatever that you want to say, as we're talking about who is in charge of your work. As we read in the book of Proverbs chapter 16 verse 1, we say, who is in charge of your plan? Who is in charge of your plan? Enjoy listening to the song that is saying power in the blood.
Cleanse all iniquities. your hands and just declare that it's power in the blood of Jesus. Solo con su palabra, there is power.
There is power in the blood to heal and deliver. To cleanse all iniquities, the blood of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power in the blood
to break,
the chains of bondage,
and set the captives free.
To set the captives free.
The
blood of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power in the blood.
There is power in the blood.
There is power in the blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
There is power in the blood.
There is power in the blood. Power in the blood.
There is
power in the blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
There is healing.
There is healing.
Healing in the blood.
Healing in the
healing
blood.
For your soul and
there
your body.
Is healing in the blood.
Blood of Jesus.
In the blood of Jesus.
There is healing.
There is healing in the blood.
There is healing in the blood.
That is a very same song saying by Jimmy D, Power. Power in the Blood. Now I'm going to get Pastor Matsubane as we're talking about you can plan, but God is the one who is having a financing. People might plan what they want to do, but it is the Lord who gives them the right words. It's the God who made it to happen. Now, I'm going to go to Matsubane now with this song. Just enjoy as I'm going to get him now. Good evening, Mr. Maruti, Matsubane Samuel. I welcome you to our show tonight in our radio, by the Grace Radio.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me. I greet all the listeners of by the Grace Radio. It's nice to be part and parcel of this wonderful radio station.
Okay.
Thank you.
I want you to greet three people before we start.
Firstly, I would love to greet my wife, Renee Ramunyai, and I want to greet my brother-in-law, Kenny Mamatepa, and I want to greet my sister as well, Mwanela Makurupeti, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much. So, before we start, I just want to ask you, who is this man that we are talking with? Can you tell us who is you? And we continue.
Yeah, Matubane Samuel Ramunyai is a man of God that is married to Renee Ramunyai. We are blessed with four kids. God has been so wonderful to us. We are now in 8 years of marriage, and God has been wonderful in our marriage.
Okay. So, all right, as we're talking about who is in charge of your work, the reason why I invite you to tonight into the show is to advise our listener that what should they do in order for whatever they do to be successful. Because I realize that people, they plan things, and whatever that they're planning, it doesn't go well because of some other reasons that we don't know. But in the scripture that we read, it tells us that God is the one who is having a final say. So, I want to ask you this question, Mr. Ramunyai, that what can you advise our listener before they take a career? What must they look at? Before somebody take a career, let's say the person say, I want to be a policeman, or something. What will a person look at first?
Thank you very much for that wonderful question. Firstly, you need to research. You need to do a research about police station or being a policeman or policing as a whole. You need to understand the requirements, and you need to love the job. You can't apply for something because of money.
Okay.
You need to love the job. You need to research more, and you need to go through and check what is required for you for that particular job.
Okay. So now, in your case, I realized that for the past 2 years, you were in another country, a country that was new to you. Now, can you tell me that what motivated you to go to that far country, like almost 8 hours or 16 hours in a plane, where you left beautiful people, where you left the church, where you left a wife and a family, and you decided to go to that far country? So,
I've started working at the airport here at OR Tambo International Airport. As you know, our airport is one of the biggest airports in Africa. What inspired me is that I wanted to achieve more. I wanted to go. I wanted to go a little bit more. Now, you know, when we read the scriptures, you know, I love when you read from the book of Jeremiah. It says, I know the plans I have for you, the plans to prosper you. You know, I wanted to use that word. I wanted to use that scripture to show people that even if you are coming from a rural area as far as down as Bulobedu, in Hamatsi, Mboneni, but you can still achieve.
Okay.
You can still go as far as where you want to be with our God. Everything is possible with our God. This is one thing I wanted to motivate people, that it's possible. You can still do it with your God. You know, in our country, things to get to some high position, sometimes you need to take out bribes, you need to do some extra things. But you know, I wanted to go that route, that with our God everything is possible. And indeed, I went, I applied in Dubai and for Emirates Airlines, and it's where I worked for Emirates Airlines for 2 years. based in Dubai Airport. And this journey, it was a little bit harder because I have been traveling for every month, coming back to see my family. You know, being in a foreign country, it's not an easy thing as well. It's not an easy thing. But when you have a dream, you end up, you know, doing something like that.
But you see, like the pain that I think you felt, like you were traveling every month to come and see the family.
Now,
each and every month, you were on 16 hours in a plane.
No, our plane is 7 hours, 30 minutes. Sometimes it's 8 hours to Dubai. We are always on, yes, but in a return, it's about 16 hours. Because I come here, let's say I will arrive today, and then I'll see my family. Because I will travel on my off days, and I will come here and see my family. And then tomorrow, the following day, I return back. You know, I sit again on another 8-hour flight, and almost 16 hours and 10 flight in that way.
Okay, so, but yes. I think, can we say that a challenge that you took, it need somebody must plan and ask God to help him.
Definitely. I will encourage the married ones, especially the married ones, to plan a little bit harder when they do their planning.
Yeah.
When it comes to the single, it's so easy to can fly to a different country.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I started applying, I've done my research, and when I checked with them, I find that it's going to be easy. It's a matter of me going there and seeing the place, and after that, I will bring my wife and kids.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I got there, I realized that things, they were not according to the way I planned. Then I started to realize that, you know, yeah, in everything we need to include God. God first in everything that we do. And if we don't include God, it's when things, they just go and, you know, become so miserable. That's why my life is, everything started to be complicated in Dubai because of those kind of things. You know, when I got there, I thought, you know, everything is going to be easy. I will just work and then bring my wife and kids. But then I found that things are not like that in Dubai.
But now, the thing is that what I just realized that you left the church that you were pastoring. In other words, the church for a certain time, it was without a shepherd. Can we say that?
I did, when I left, I did prepare in terms of the church side because I was having an assistant pastor by the name of Pastor Mashwila.
Mm-hmm.
He was the man of God that was assisting me in the ministry most of the time. That is why when I saw some greener pastures, I said to him, servant of God, please take over as I'm going to another country. But I will come back every month. And I will check on you and how things going.
Mm.
But, you know, yes. You know, when you are a shepherd, you are a shepherd. When you are called, you are called. It's not like passing the duties to somebody else, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, that one is one of the mistakes we always do when we go for greener pastures as people.
Mm. So, okay. Now, tell me, what do you advise to the married people? Let's say in this way. I work for a certain company.
Yes.
They are giving me 200 rand per month.
Yes.
And then I apply outside South Africa.
Yes.
And they say to me they're going to give me 1,500 per month. Now, when I compare with the 200 they're giving me and 1,500 that I'm going to get. Now, what is the advice that, like, what will a person do in order to accept the position? I mean, the money, I mean, check the gap from 200 to 1,005. I mean, it's too much money.
Now, it's too much money.
What would a person do then into that case before a person can say, I take it? What must he do? But you see, the money is too much, and you can't resist into it, because you never know. And sometimes, as you said, that we sometimes use the scripture that God said the plans that I have for you. Yeah, we sometimes use that scripture.
Yes, yes, the plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To my advice to the married people: number one, you need to communicate with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
You need to communicate the issue. Sit around the table. And number two, you need to research. Do a thorough research on the place that you are going to. Because number one, number three, you need to look at the things like the food, the place where you are going to stay. These are things that it might end up at that 1,000 rand coming down to the 200 rand that you were earning, and that when you were still in your country, you were that 200. It was a guarantee you were getting it. And then again, number four, when you go into other countries, you need to understand the inflation as well. That it might affect your salary as well, because the inflation it's something else. If they hire you with, let's say one rand, it's equals to, let's say for example, 1 dirham, because I was earning in dirham. One dirham is equals to 4 rand.
Mm.
Then you need to understand that when we speak about inflation, it might go down. It might go to 3 rand, because it's something that goes according to politics, according to the economy, according to the relationships of countries. According, if, like, you know, that the big guns here, we speak about the USA and China, when they fight, it affects the currency changes. And that it might even affect your salary as well. You need to look on these kind of things, because you might end up earning less than the 200 that you were receiving here in your current country.
But okay, right now, as you're saying, okay, like,
yes.
Let's say I pray, right? I'm working, yes, for a certain company, and then I pray. And then I apply.
Yes.
And then they call me in that country. Will we say, yes, that God answered my prayer?
Just repeat the question again.
Okay. I pray, ne? I pray.
Yes.
Okay, I'm working in a certain company. Then I'm getting the amount that I said. Then as, yes, I continue praying, I pray and I apply wherever I apply. Then it happened that one of the companies in outside country, they are interested in me. Will I say that God has answered my prayer?
Yes, it is in two ways, because you know that if you apply, the person with the final say is our God as well. If they approve you, it seems that God has approved your plans, mm-hmm, because you know that when we apply, we give everything to God and we pray as we pray. But when they approve you, it seems God has approved. I would say that God has answered my prayer, because now it's moving me from one level to another. Yeah.
Okay. But okay. God, okay. We say God has answered my prayer. But
yes.
Now, in the case of, like, let's say in your case, that,
yes,
you were supposed to go, you were supposed to come every month.
Yes.
Then the kids and the children and the church was here. Now, what would we say to, okay, God has answered, but the way I understand, if God has answered, yes, but will God make me to be away from people that I love?
No, definitely. God, he won't do that.
Hmm. What? So what will a person do then into that case? Like,
in my case, you know, that's why there's this saying that you are learning by kicking a stone.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you pray, you know, you end up going with your heart and with your mind, saying, you know, this is the right thing. Even though that God didn't approve, you end up saying, God has approved. I'm going. And you find that when you get that side,
yeah,
your things then are not going okay. Then it's when you start to realize that my things were not approved by God.
Mm.
You know, as the servant of God, myself, speaking on a personal view from myself, that as the man of God that has done the work of God, I know how much God has loved me and he wanted me to continue with the work. But, you know, I failed him by saying, you know what, I'm going for cleaner pastures. I want money and, yeah, those kind of things.
as you're saying that, okay, will we say that the devil can also bring something that looked like it's real, but not real? Can we say that?
Definitely. Definitely. He can do that. He can do that.
Or he can if you see that there's a progress that is happening, and but where I'm working, I only get one run, then he can somehow make something big to open somewhere, so that I can leave what I have studied.
But by giving you a practical example, it's when I left here, the church was, you know, where we were fellowshipping, the church was full.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came back, I found that others, they even backslided, others, they are no longer fellowshipping, you know. And it's so difficult to bring them back, you know, because it's God that brings people to him. And it's when I started to realize that, you know, things has went from good to bad to worse, because the devil, he had a jealousy about what was happening in the church, because mm-hmm. the church was growing and people were receiving Jesus. And, you know, yeah, it was something else, because I could see that indeed he managed to put me on a corner where I went away, and when I came back, things were no longer in the same way it was before.
Mm. So now, to the pastors like you, whom will be tempted to be in like, who will be tempted? What must they do? Must they have 5 days fasting prayer, or must they consult other pastors, or what must they do if this case, something like this happen, that they get something somewhere?
Definitely, we need to, you know, as people or as pastors, we do have prayer partners. My wife, she was my prayer partner,
mm-hmm.
and when she saw that I'm saying I'm going, she just say, okay, I can't stop you. But she, in her heart, you could see that she's not happy about it. She's not willing me to leave the church.
Mm.
Sometimes as people, we don't need to be stubborn. We need to go a little bit extra by even asking other our senior pastors, you know, getting some advice and praying together about the issue as a man of God, because when you do such things, it might destroy the people that are close to you, even the whole congregation. When you come back, you might find that there is nobody anymore in the congregation.
But how can I deny something that I see, that I'm gonna get a lot of experience? I mean, how can I deny it? Because they say opportunity.
Again, we mustn't be the lovers of money when coming. Because sometimes we look at our expenses. These are the things that put us into pressure. We look at you know, a lot of things. But again, the education that, you know, I want to better my kids' education. I want to do, but forgetting that everything that you see or everything that you have been given by God.
Mm.
You know, if we lose focus on that everything that we have is from God, then it's where we always lose everything. If I can just quote for you about the lost son has everything in the house.
Mm-hmm.
He was eating everything in the house.
Mm.
But what he did after he has realized, he thought, you know what? No, man, this thing is... my daddy owns everything. It's like, this is not mine.
Mm.
And of which, when you belong to the house, everything is yours.
Mm.
But he decided to leave. He said, let me go to an outside country and meet friends and eat all this. You know, and when he was there, it's when he realized that in my daddy's house, I was owning everything. When we are in God's hands, we are owning everything. When we are in God's hands, everything belongs to us. We mustn't lose focus as pastors, because if we lose focus, then the devil will get an opportunity to punish us.
But I hear you, Murudi, but I'm saying, okay.
Yes.
I mean, I hear you very well and I understand you. But this opportunity that can open my doors, maybe I can start the ministries there. I mean, maybe I can start the ministry there. What must I do?
It's not easy to start a business trip there. And even myself, I've attended Winners Chapel there. I've attended the Christ Embassy there. I've attended the Church of Jesus Christ in the Philippines there. But it's not easy. You when you go to another place, when you get there again, you still need to study the rules. Like Dubai, you can't just start preaching to everyone. There are rules that are governing the country. That is a Muslim country. You can't just preach. But, you know, but we mustn't just push so hard. I want to say that advice is the best. You know, to get the advice is the best. And when we reject advice is when we fail. To people, take advice. Take 1, 2, 3 advices. And you won't go wrong. You won't go wrong.
But, you know, sometimes we say that, no, Muruti wan jealous. Muruti wan ali jealous toward me. I mean, I'm telling him that I got this opportunity, but he's saying that I mustn't go. So sometimes we people, we end up being saying like that. That, no, well, this pastor who is my friend, when I'm telling him that I got the offer in USA, and then he's saying I mustn't go.
Pastor, you know, one of the things I know, it's very dangerous to us as pastors is to go with the heart. One of the things you mentioned before, you just said to me, must I need to pray 5 days? Must I need? These are the things. If you feel that you, somebody will jealous you, what you need to do is to pray. You need to go down to fasting. I know that God will bring answers from there. You know, when you went down to fasting, I definitely know that you will get answers.
So okay, like, you know, sometimes we end up being quoting in Genesis saying that Abraham went to a country that he did not know anyone. We sometimes quote that when we
do things.
Most of the time I realize that we as a pastors or even the church, when we want to do something, we even quote the scripture that is supporting my doing.
Yes, yeah. People, we you know, all those people, they like the scripture that suits them. That is why when in some churches nowadays, they give you the topic what to preach about. That is why even us people, we are like that. We intend to choose what favors us. Yeah, that is the problem. And that is the problem of this generation now.
Okay.
We just choose what favors us.
So I see that we left with 4 minutes for you to leave us. But what can you advise married people, single people, in terms of the career, like in terms of the experience that you have gained? You have gained lots of experience, and whatever that you tell a person will understand that I'm advised by somebody who. You know, sometimes you tula maboto in order to get things. Yeah, so I will understand, or is somebody who have understood, somebody who went through these things, and then he's advising me. So what can you advise the married people, the single people, if they wanna, like, what must they do?
Yes, single people, I would say, as a single person, it's easier to go to an overseas. It's easier when you apply. But again, countries like the Muslim countries, they want married people again. You know, they don't like single people because you don't have got this thing of doing whatever you want to do. We are governed by the rules and regulations of the king in Dubai. But the single people, it's so easy for them to can go with their heart. That is why even the Bible says, you young people, enjoy your youth when you are still young. For them, it's still easy. They can still apply. But again, they need to understand if you are strong again religiously, because you can't go to another country. When you get there, when you come back, you are no longer fellowshipping. You have backslided, because there you will see the place. Dubai is one of the best places in the world. It's not even like Joburg. It's not even like Pretoria. When you see those kind of buildings, you will just go frustrated. You will just go crazy. And you need to understand your position as a young person, what you want in life, and and keep on praying. And God, I don't think God will leave you, will be always with you. And then secondly, to the married people, communicate with your wife, pray with your wife about everything. Don't love money. Get advices from other people as well, other married people, and check as well the countries, because if a country is not a democratic country, don't even go there, because those guys, they are not following the constitution. They made it for themselves to suit them. You know, when you go to countries like that, you need to be understanding what you are getting into as a married person, because when you get there, you will get frustrated big time. Because I remember when I got there, they said to me, we have accommodation for you. And when I got there, I found that I have accommodation allowance now. When we asked, they say the accommodation is full. And now they gave us to stay in a hotel for almost 3 months. And then after that, we started looking for our own places. And that was so difficult. I couldn't even bring my wife. And this was why when I communicated with my wife, I said to her, I will bring you. After a certain time of period, I will bring you to Dubai, and then you will stay there with me. And it was not like that. Things got changed because I didn't research deeper in the country that I was going to, you see.
So I thank you, Murudi, for your time. I know that you need to leave at 7:30. I thank you very much for allowing this invite. We will continue next time, and this topic is very, very, because I know that as I check on my inbox, there are listeners who are asking questions, but we will do them. We will put this question next time.
Thank you very much for your time and your listeners.
May God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so I was speaking to Pastor Matsobane Samuel Ramunyai. He, as I told you, that he traveled. He traveled here to Dubai, where he was working. Reason why I called him, as I told you, I want you to see that it is very important to know that you can plan, but God is the one who is having a final say. Remember, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. The time is 7:31 Central African Time. We are by the Grace Radio. You can interact with us on our number 083-289-4658. 083-289-4658. You can use that number to chat. You can use that number to SMS. You can use that number to call. What a beautiful Tuesday. When I checked on Facebook, I saw that people, they were saying, it's Tuesday, I choose my wife, I choose my family, I choose whatever. I don't know what have you choose today, but what a beautiful Tuesday as we meditate, talking about who is in charge of your work. So we read in Proverbs 16:1, say, people may plan what they want to say, but it is in Lord who give them the right weight. Now I gave you the referral in Proverbs 19:21, it said, people may make many plans, but what the Lord say is what will happen. Now we write many plans. I also wrote many plans in my diary. I wrote many plans in my phone, but the Bible tells us God is the one will make them to happen. It doesn't mean that all the plans that you wrote, they will happen all. God knows our future. God knows your plan. You can write whatever that you write, but when God had looked into it, he said, I can't give this person this because it's not good. Sometimes we pray to God, asking God to provide us with whatever that we need. Sometimes we pray, we say, God, provide us with, give me this and this and this. But at the end of the day, you don't get it. Sometimes we end up blaming God, that God, but why don't you give me what I provided, I ask. Why don't you give me what I wrote down so that I can achieve? Can't we forget one thing, that God is the one who is having a final say? It's not wrong to plan to write whatever that you want to achieve. It's not wrong to plan whatever that you want to see to happen. As you include God, allow God to guide you. Allow God to direct you. Because the song that is playing in the background by Jimmy D, it's saying, let your will be done. Let your will be done. You know, sometimes we do things and we end up being saying that that is the will of God. Sometimes we plan things and when things are not happen, we say that is the will of God. Can't it is not the will of God. Can't the devil is there to disturb what you can achieve. Remember, the devil also went to God and went to Jesus and he said, if you are the Son of God, do 1, 2, 3, 4. Sometimes the devil can come to you and convince you of something that when you look at, you will think that is God. But whereas it's a devil. You can think that God is the one. Now God has answered me. Kanti is the devil. You know, when you read in Old Testament, the book of Kings, it tells us there was a man by the name of prophet whom God sent him to go to another area to prophesy, to bring news to that nation, because that nation was rebellious. Now God said to him that don't even eat, don't even sleep there. But you know, because the devil is the man who always wanted to change whatever that God said. Now he did made a plan, and the Bible says the son of the other prophets there who was old, they went to this man, they said, God said to us that you must come and sleep in our house. Now God will never change what he said. The plans of God, they will always prevail. When you include God in your life, when you include God in your plan, they will always be successful. Now, I'm going to just play this song. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Let's do this.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the ways of
Jethro Soul.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel. the lightning. You're living inside of me. You are the fourth man in the fire. You're living inside of me. You are the breath of life. You are living inside of me.
Emmanuel, that is Elijah. That is Elijah. He was saying, Emmanuel, we are but the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. The time is 7:42 Central South African time. You are with me, myself and I, Pastor John, Mama Wola. Now remember, I was talking to Pastor Mantubani, Samuel Ramanyai, as I was asking him in terms of the decision, as we're talking about who is in charge of your work. I'm asking you tonight that who is in charge of your work? Who is in charge of your work? Who is in charge of your plan? Because in the Proverbs 16:1, where we read, it said us that people may plan what they want to see, but it is the Lord who gives them the right weight. Meaning it's the Lord who makes them to happen. Now we went to Proverbs 19:21. It said people may make many plans, but what the Lord say is what will happen. Now in life, as I told you, that we are making many plans. We're planning everything that we plan. We're planning what we want to see. We plan what we want to do next year. We plan what will happen in 2021, which is not wrong. But the Bible tells us that God is the one who made it happen. It is not wrong to plan. It is not wrong to write whatever that we write down in order for it to happen. It is not wrong. It is allowed to do that. But the important thing is we must not forget God. We must always include Him, because He's the one who knows our future. You know, He knows how many hairs I have. You know, the doctors, they don't know how many hairs I have. They must use the microscope. They must use, they should try to count how many hairs I have. But God, because He's the one who knows our future, He's the one who knows our life, He's the one who will make it happen. Now, when we go to Proverbs 20:24, it says, The Lord guides our steps, and we never knew where He will lead us. The Lord will always guide your step, even if you don't know where He will take you. As I was speaking to Pastor Matsubane Samuel Ramanyan, I did ask him a question. I said to him that as you got a post in Dubai, you went to Dubai, you left your family, and you left your children, you left your church. I asked him that how did he survive? Then he told me that it was not easy. And he realized that that was a wrong decision that he took. Now, what I can say to you is sometimes we end up being taking the decisions that at the end we say that God allowed me to do it. But I'm going to find out that God did not is not the one who opened those doors. Because remember, the devil is able also to change things. He can turn things to look like it's God. Okay. Now we go to Proverbs 21, verse number 1. To the Lord, a king's mind is like a dish used to water the field. He can lead the king wherever he wants him to go. Now the Lord is the one who has a say everything. The problem is sometimes we don't want to listen to Him. Sometimes we do things because we don't want to hear what God will say. If our desire is to allow God to show us the way, to show us what to do, believe in me, we won't have a problem. Because sometimes the companies that we are working, if we can allow God to lead us, to direct us, then we will see what will happen. Now, let's go to verse number 2 in the same verse chapter that we are reading, that we're meditating with, as we're meditating with the way that it says, who is in charge of your work. It says, Proverbs 16:2, remember we read verse number 1. Now, number 2 is said, people think that whatever they do, it is right. But the Lord judges their reason for doing it. People think that whatever they do is right. We all think that whatever that we are doing is right. When we wake up in the morning, we think that whatever we do is right. Now listen to the message it said. Women are satisfied with whatever looks good. God probes for what is good. Everything a man does may seem right before him, but the Lord knows what that man is thinking. Everything a man does, it seems right to him. Like whatever that I do, it seems right to me. But the Lord knows what I'm thinking. I do things, people, they see you doing this, and we end up being saying is right. But God is the one who knows what is right for you and what is wrong for you. God knows what is good, what is wrong for you. If we allow God to take charge in our work, things will go right. If we allow God to do things in our family, things will be right. Alright. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. There is a way that seems right to people, but that way leads only to death. They are the ways that we walk, thinking that these ways are right. But at the end of the day, these ways, they lead us to death. Remember, we're talking about who is in charge of your work. And we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people whatever that it takes for the soul. You can interact with us in the studio on our email, radio@bythegrace.org. You can send us email. Or you can chat to us via Skype on BTGM Radio. Or you can WhatsApp on 083-289-4658. Or you can use the very same number to SMS. You can use the very same number to call. You can use that very same number to also to WhatsApp us. Or you can go to our website, which is www.bythegrace.org. Then on your right-hand side of your display, you will see there is chat to us. We are online. You can chat to us and ask whatever that you want to ask. Proverbs 16:25, it said, there is a way that seems right to people, but that way leads only to death. I want you to look at yourself now that you can see that the road that I'm traveling with, it leads me to death. There are people that we are traveling in a road that at the end of the day, it leads us to death. And we saying that there is no one who can change my way. There are people that I know that they passed on, that they end up being in jail because they were traveling in the road that they were thinking that this road is good. We are by the Grace Radio. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 21 verse 2. People think that whatever they do is right, but the Lord judges the reason for everything they do. Now, you know, we think that whatever that we are doing is right. We even said, whatever that I do is right. But God is the one who is having the final say. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 30 verse 12. Some people think they are pure, but they have done nothing to remove the filth of their sin. Amen. Sometimes there are people in life whom they think that they are special than so and so. We even compare that now I'm special than Jonas. Now I'm special than Alpheus. But you forget something. Don't say that when you are special than this and this and this. Don't ever say that you know me, I'm special than John, I'm special than Alpheus. In the eyes of the Lord, we are equal. Doesn't matter if I'm a doctor, it doesn't matter if I'm a teacher, but in the eyes of the Lord, we are all equal. Proverbs chapter 5:21. The Lord clearly sees everything you do. He watches wherever you go. The Lord clearly watches and see. God clearly sees everything you do, and He watches where you go. Wherever you go, God will always be with you. But only if you allow Him to lead you. Only if you allow Him to direct you. Only if you allow Him to go with you wherever that you wanna go. He will always be with you. And He will never leave you. He will always travel with you. He will always listen to you. He will always go with you wherever that you are going. We are continuing We read in Proverbs 24, verse number 12. It says, "You cannot say, 'It is none of my business.' The Lord knows everything, and He knows why you're doing it. He watches you, and He will pay you back for what you do." You will not say, "It is none of my business." That's what we say, that it is none of my business. The Lord knows everything, and He knows why you do it. He watches you, and He will pay you back for what you're doing. Don't say that it is none of my business. Sometimes we see children disobeying their parents. Sometimes we see people doing some other things. And I end up being saying that it is none of my business. We are told that we should not say that. Because whatever that I do, God knows. And God will reward me for whatever that I am doing, or whatever that I have done. Now, we go to verse number 3. It said, "Turn to the Lord for help in everything you do, and you will be successful." Turn to the Lord for help in everything you do, and you will be successful. Now, if we allow God to be in charge of our work, if we turn to Him for help in everything we do, we will be successful. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Because when we read in Job chapter 5, 8, it said, "If I were you, I will turn to God and tell Him about my problem." If I were you. Now, whatever problem that you have, turn to God and tell Him. I know that at work, things are not the way you thought they are. But I want to say to you tonight that turn to Him. And He will listen and answer your problem. Let's go to verse number 4. It said, "The Lord has a plan for everything. In His plan, the wicked will be destroyed." The Lord has a plan for everything. The Lord has a plan for your life. The Lord has a plan for your future. The future is in the hand of the Lord. What you do is, each and every morning when you wake up, you say, "Lord, I put this day before you. Use me. Let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done in my family. Let your will be done as I'm going to work." And God will direct you. As long as you put your plan to Him. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. The time is 7:58. 8 o'clock, I will be signing off, and we will continue tomorrow. It's been awesome, and it is awesome, as we're talking about who is in charge of your work. Who is in charge of your work? We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now, it is time to say cheers, bye-bye. We will continue tomorrow. And it's been awesome. And it will continue to be awesome. I thank you for everyone who have just tuned in. We appreciate your listening. We appreciate your support. And I want to say, may God continue to increase. May God continue to add where we have taken us by the grace. May God continue to bless you and your family. May God continue to bless your workplace. May God continue to grant whatever that you need. We thank you, and may God continue to restore your heart and soul of the people. And I want to thank the producer. I want to thank the executive producer and everyone who is always making sure that we are always doing this show every day. We are by the Grace Radio, station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. I thank you very much. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to restore your heart and your soul. We love you. Stay blessed. It's been awesome. Thank you very much. That is sung by Elijah Oyende, saying that I feel love. I feel your presence, Lord, all over me. This is 1:08. With this song, I'm signing off. I'm saying to you that we will continue tomorrow. May God bless you. Enjoy the song. Until we meet tomorrow, same time.